2023 Budget Loan Authorization Bill 2022.
An act to authorize the Minister of Finance to borrow from various...
I wish for you to hold because the Deputy Speaker will now take the chair.
An act to authorize the Minister of Finance to borrow from various sources the amount of $350 million Eastern Caribbean dollars, shortly entitled 2023 Budget Loan Authorization Bill 2022.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I beg to move that the relevant standing order of the House be suspended to enable the bill to be taken through all its stages at this sitting.
Honourable members, the question is that the bill be read a second time. All those who have that opinion say aye.
Aye.
It's not here. It's not a second time. Oh, that is not okay.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I believe my ears heard the bill be read a second time rather than the standing order. So.
Sorry, Honourable Member. Honourable Members, the question is that the relevant standing order of the House be suspended to enable the bill to be taken through all of the stages at the sitting. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
On the contrary opinion say nay. The ayes have it. The ayes do have it.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I beg to move the second reading of the bill.
Honourable Members, the question is that the bill be read a second time. Honourable Prime Minister.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I think again the Budget Loan Authorization Bill is connected obviously to the Appropriation Bill, and I think there was extensive debate on it. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you, Honourable Prime Minister. Honourable Members, the question is that the
I should indicate, Madam Deputy Speaker, that the budget loan authorization is a money bill, and I do have the consent of the Governor General to proceed.
Thank you, Honourable Prime Minister. Honourable Members, the question is that the bill be read a second time. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. I think the ayes have it. The ayes do have it.
Bill for an act shortly entitled 2023 Budget Loan Authorization Bill 2022.
Madam Deputy.
Honourable Prime Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. I beg to move that the House resolves itself into a committee of the whole House to consider the bill clause by clause or part by part.
Honourable Members, the question is that this Honourable House resolves itself into a committee of the whole House to consider the bill clause by clause or part by part. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. I think the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. This Honourable House is now in committee.
Clause 2, authority to raise loan.
The question is, honorable members, the question is that clause 2 forms part of the bill. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. The ayes have it. The ayes do have it.
Schedule.
Honorable members, the question is that the schedule forms part of the bill. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. The ayes have it, the ayes do have it.
Clause 1, short title.
Honorable members, the question is that clause 1, short title, forms part of the bill. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. I think the ayes have it, the ayes do have it.
Chairman, I beg to move that the House resumes and that the chairman of the committee reports progress on the bill.
Honorable members, I have to report that the bill was considered.
Committee, yeah, that's it.
Pardon? Oh, then the House resumes.
The House resumes, yeah. The House resumes.
Okay. Honorable members, the question is that this honorable house resumes. Okay. Honorable members, I have to report that the bill was considered by a committee of the whole house and passed without amendment. Honorable Prime Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. I beg to move that the Chairman's report be adopted.
Honorable members, the question is that the Chairman's report be adopted. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. I think the ayes have it. The ayes do have it.
Madam Deputy.
Honorable Prime Minister.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. I beg to move the third reading of the bill.
Honorable members, the question is that the bill be read a third time. The question is that the bill be read a third time and pass. As many as of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. The ayes have it. I think the ayes do have it.
A bill for an act shortly entitled 2023 Budget Loan Authorization Bill 2022.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I beg to move the motion 14B standing in my name, which reads...
to the loan authorization bill,
mm-hmm.
The motion should have been done before the bill. So just
going
to indicate that to the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. So you could approach the chair for a minute. Let me explain that to him.
Mr. Prime Minister, just a little matter for clarification. Could you please approach the chair?
Taken the authorization bill, right? So the motion goes directly with the first. So it's up to you just informing you.
Well,
because all the motions typically go before. So,
but we still have to go through
it. Yeah.
Yes.
So we still got to debate.
Yes.
Right. So it becomes.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Madam Deputy Speaker, I wish to beg to move the motion 14B standing in my name, which reads, resolution for the purposes of Section 56 of the Public Finance Management Act No. 17 of 2015. Whereas Section 56(1) of the Public Finance Management Act No. 17 of 2015, hereinafter referred to as the Act, provides inter alia that no money shall be raised on the credit of the Government of Grenada except under the authority of this Act or under an Act of Parliament by resolution of the House of Representatives. Whereas Section 56(2) of the Act provides inter alia that the Minister of Finance may borrow, when authorized by resolution of the House of Representatives, money on behalf of the Government of Grenada in any form and from any legitimate source on terms and conditions to be agreed with the creditor. Whereas it is further provided that the amount shall not exceed in the aggregate the sum specified in the resolution, and whereas it is expedient that the Minister of Finance be authorized by a resolution of the House of Representatives to borrow on behalf of the Government of Grenada money to an amount not exceeding in the aggregate the sum of $350 million East Caribbean dollars to meet current expenditure requirements. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives hereby authorizes the Minister of Finance to borrow on behalf of the Government of Grenada money to an amount not exceeding in the aggregate the sum of $350 million East Caribbean dollars for the period January 1st to December 31st, 2023.
Honorable members, the motion as put by the Honorable Prime Minister reads as follows. Whereas Section 56(1) of the Public Finance Management Act No. 17 of 2015, hereinafter referred to as the Act, provides inter alia that no money should be raised on the credit of the Government of Grenada except under the authority of this Act or under an Act of Parliament or resolution of the House of Representatives. Whereas Section 56(2) of the Act provides inter alia that the Ministry of Finance may borrow, when authorized by resolution of the House of Representatives, money on the behalf of the Government of Grenada in any form or from any legitimate source on terms and conditions to be agreed with the creditor. And whereas it is further provided that the amount shall not exceed in the aggregate the sum specified in the resolution. And whereas it is expedient that the Minister of Finance be authorized by a resolution of the House of Representatives to borrow on behalf of the Government of Grenada money to an amount not exceeding in the aggregate the sum of $350 million Eastern Caribbean dollars to meet the current expenditure requirements. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the House of Representatives hereby authorizes the Minister of Finance to borrow on behalf of the Government of Grenada money to an amount not exceeding in the aggregate the sum of $350 million Eastern Caribbean dollars for the period January 1st to December 31st, 2023. Mr. Prime Minister.
Madam Deputy Speaker.
Honorable Prime Minister.
Sorry. Madam Deputy Speaker, thank you. The resolution, Madam Deputy Speaker, is part of the Budget Loan Authorization Bill. And again, it forms part of the process for the appropriations for the budget, and so I have nothing further to add to it.
Honorable members, the question is that this House of Representatives hereby authorizes the Minister of Finance to borrow on behalf of the Government of Grenada money to an amount not exceeding in the aggregate the sum of $350 million Eastern Caribbean dollars for the period January 1st to December 31st, 2023. All those who are of that opinion say aye.
Aye.
Of the contrary opinion say nay. The ayes have it. I think the ayes do have it.
Item 9, unopposed private businesses.
Item 10, questions.
Mr. Speaker, I stand to ask. Madam Deputy Speaker, I stand to ask the questions standing in my name, but I just want to make a point that there are 10 such questions, and I did receive, questions are to the Prime Minister, but there are 10 such questions. I received the answers to the 10 questions just a few hours ago, so I have not had the time to examine them. So I don't think we need to go through me standing and asking the same question 10 times here. So I just acknowledge the receipt, save the Prime Minister the time. He spent enough time this afternoon already. Acknowledge receipt of the answers, and further later, if another session I have any additional questions to ask on the answers given, I will certainly do so. But I just accept officially to you, Madam Deputy Speaker, to the Prime Minister, accept the answers as given at this time. Later on, after examining it, I may have additional questions. Okay.
Madam Deputy Speaker, I also want to wish to point, because I recognize that the Honorable Leader of His Majesty Opposition has pointed out that he only got the answers a couple hours ago. We did send them on Tuesday to the clerk, and the Speaker raised it with me earlier today, and I suspect for some reason maybe there was not a checking of the emails to forward it in time so that the Honorable Leader of Her Majesty's Opposition would have had the time. So I just want to kind of make the note that the administrative process that Parliament needs to pay attention to make sure that when emails come, they're sent out the same day so we don't have this situation. So, thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Prime Minister, for the response, and I take it that this matter is resolved for the moment, and we shall proceed. Thank you. Item 11, urgent questions under the provision of Standing Order Number 20. Item 12, statement by ministers. Item 13, personal explanations. Item 16, request for leave to move the adjournment of the House on matters of urgent public importance. Honorable.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Speaker. Madam Deputy Speaker, I wish to move the adjournment of the House sine die.
Honorable Leader of the Opposition.
Madam Deputy Speaker, standing on this motion of adjournment. I just need to make this point. I understand to the member of St. George's Southeast and Leader of Government Business, there may be additional session before Christmas. I'm not sure that I'll be able to make it. So if I am going to try to find the adjust my schedule to try to be here. But in case I do, I just want to take this opportunity, Madam Deputy Speaker, to wish all members of this Honorable House the best Christmas they can have in this time. And of course, a peaceful, loving, happy, prosperous 2023. If I get a chance, and I'd be here, I would expand on what I just said. I want to wish you, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Leader of the Opposition. And before I put the question, I just have a couple comments. my district did. Honorable members, this time by consensus on both sides, at the request of the leader of government business, there has been a request for a change from the 14th for the sitting to be held on the 16th of December, Friday, 16th December, instead of Wednesday, 14th December, and we have all concurred. So members do take notes, and I expect the clerk and his team would issue notices accordingly to replace the previous notice. Also, members, I want to commend all of you, 15 members, for your deportment, for in your presentations, and during this whole two very long day of sessions, and I think we all stayed until the time that was necessary to complete the nation's business at this time. So compliments to all of you, thanks to the staff and everyone who has made this possible. I look forward to, I found the debate very, very stimulating, very interesting, and it was good to see